Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. This week's Parsha is Behaloischa. It's an action-packed Parsha, many, many different things, but we're going to focus on the beginning of the Parsha and share an idea. So the beginning of the Parsha talks about the mitzvah of kindling the menorah, and Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Daber el Aharon, speak to Aharon. And tell him, the Behaloischa es hanoiris, when he kindles the candles. El mul penei hamenorah. Now, the mul penei hamenorah means towards the face of the menorah. Yoiru shivas haneiros, the seven candles will shine and give light. Rashi explains, what does it mean toward the face of the menorah? So Rashi explains like this, the menorah had the middle stem, which is the menorah itself, and then it had three branches each side, making six branches. And what Rashi explains is that the way Aaron had to kindle the menorah was that the wicks of each of the six branches were not straight. They were faced inward towards the face of the menorah, which means toward the middle stem. And this idea was that people should not make a mistake and say, La'oira hutzarech, that Hashem needs the light. In other words, when you need the light, so you make the wick stand straight so that it should have the most visibility, it should spread the most light. But over here, the wicks went inward, because Hashem doesn't need the light. It's just a mitzvah to kindle the menorah for, it's a symbol of light for us, or whatever the explanation might be. And that's why it was to face, those six licks were to face the inside, the face of the menorah, what we call the Neir HaEmtzoi. And this Neir HaEmtzoi, this middle light, was also used to kindle that light first, and then from there, they would kindle the other six candles, as Rashi explains. And then the next pasuk says, Vayas Kein Aaron, Aaron did that. He kindled the candles facing towards the face of the menorah, the inside of the menorah, as Hashem had commanded him. And Rashi says, what does it mean by Yas Kein Aaron? Aaron did that. That the pasuk is praising Aaron to teach us that he didn't deviate from what Hashem had commanded him. He was happy to do the mitzvah, and he did exactly as he was commanded. So there's a couple of famous questions here. Number one, if the pasuk is telling us about loischa es haneiros, when you kindle the menorah, and they should face the inside of the menorah, and then it says the seven candles shall give light, shall shine, it should have said, if we're talking about the mitzvah of the outer branches, the six candles facing inwards towards the middle, then it should say yoiru sheishas haneiros, that they should, the six candles should give light, because we're talking about the three on each side facing inwards. So why does it say the seven candles should give light? So there's different answers on this. The Bartanura, for example, says that, in other words, the all the candles faced inwards, so to speak, because the middle one would stand straight. In other words, it wouldn't go not to right or to left. So it was kind of shining towards itself, which means that the sum total of what happened was that the six, seven candles were burning in a way that they were considered mul penei hamenorah, facing inwards. The Kli Yakar has a different idea. The Kli Yakar says that the pasuk is not a commandment. The pasuk is just saying that when you kindle the menorah and you make the six ones facing inwards, in order that people shouldn't make a mistake, that Hashem needs the light, the result will be that there'll be seven candles burning. In other words, just explains the pasuk more sort of pshat, and just changes the emphasis on where the seven candles shining actually refers to. So in other words, like a bracket, Hashem says, when you kindle the candles, and in brackets, that the six candles should face inwards, and then continues the pasuk, close bracket, so to speak, that the seven candles will be the ones that were shining. Okay. We'll come back to a different idea in a moment. The other question, the famous question, is when it says that Aaron did that, and he was praised that he didn't change, he did exactly what he was supposed to do. And the obvious question is, I mean, Aaron was a big tzaddik. Obviously, he would have done exactly as he was told to do. He wouldn't have deviated from it. He would do it in the same way. He didn't change anything. That's pretty obvious. There's a famous word from the Kotzke Rebbe. We've mentioned, I think, before, that what it means is that sometimes when a person does a mitzvah the first time, it does it with tremendous enthusiasm, tremendous excitement, like when we put on tefillin for the first time, or we eat matzah the first time on Pesach. But then as time goes by, when it's a mitzvah you do every day, you sort of lose the passion. And this is the praise for Aaron. Vayas Kain Aaron. Aaron did this, praising Aaron. He did it all the days and he did not change. He did it with the same excitement and passion, exactly the same as he did it the first day. The Ramban has a little bit of a pshat where he says, but what does it mean that Aaron didn't change? He didn't change giving it to his sons, because actually the Pasuk actually really says that when he kindles the menorah, it's actually Aaron or Vonov. It's either him or his sons. And yet Aaron didn't change. He didn't give it away, so to speak. He did it himself because he was so excited by the mitzvah, and he did it himself each day. But I want to share with you an idea, sort of al derech hadrush, in other words, more of sort of a remez, a hint of the pasuk that comes from the sefer Sari Alafim that I've quoted before, and he shares a beautiful idea to answer these two questions. So again, the two questions are: why does it, if it talks about the six candles facing inwards, why does it say there were seven candles burning, and also why are we praising Aaron that he didn't change? So he brings a gemara. The gemara says that someone who's really accustomed to light the candles, he will have the schus of having children that are Torah scholars, Talmidei Chachamim. What does that mean? So he says that he heard from his father-in-law an explanation based on a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is also quoted in Tosfos, in Chagiga, and it's a story related to Elisha ben Avoya. Now, just to give a bit of context, Elisha ben Avoya is the famous Tana that became, he went off the derech, so to speak, and he became a heretic, and he was known as Acher. And there's different sources and different explanations of what went wrong and why that happened and so on. But there's a Yerushalmi where Elisha ben Avoya relates a story, what happened to him when he was born. And he says that the father was actually a prominent person in the Yerushalayim, but he wasn't a particularly Torah scholar necessarily, but he was an prominent person, a wealthy person, a prominent person, whatever. And when Elisha ben Avoya was born, it was the day of the bris. So his father invited the Gedolei Yerushalayim, the great people of Yerushalayim, and he put them in one hall. And in a nearby room, he put the two Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. And as the others were eating and drinking and dancing, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yoshua, while everyone is doing what they're doing, let us do what we know to do best. And they started to really delve into the learning of Torah. They learned things in Torah and then extrapolated to things that are in the Nevi'im, and from the Nevi'im to the Ksuvim. And a fire came down from heaven and started to surround the house. And the father of Elisha ben Avoya ran over and he said, Rabboisai, my teachers, what are you doing? Did you come to burn down my house? So they said to him, no, chas v'shalom. We are just sitting and learning Torah. We are going from the Torah to the Nevi'im to the Ksuvim. And the happiness was so amazing, like it was the day that the Torah was given from Sinai, and that was the result, that was the concept of that fire that came down from heaven as a sign of the tremendous learning Torah. So the father of Elisha ben Avoya said to them, Rabbi Yisai, my teachers, if that's the power of Torah, so therefore if the son, my son over here will grow up and he'll be healthy and he'll learn, I'm going to dedicate his life to learning Torah. And the Rishalmi asks that because, and the Rishalmi concludes and says that because his intention was not l'shem shamayim, it was not for the sake of heaven, therefore he didn't really last, although he learned Torah, but he didn't do mitzvahs. And the Rishalmi asked the question, what was the sin of the father of Elisha ben Avoya? He was so impressed by the honor that comes from Torah, that in fact he was ready to dedicate his son's life to learn Torah. And even if it wasn't 100% with pure intentions, but we know that your person should always learn Torah, even shaloi lishmo, even not for the right reason, because from loy lishmo will come to lishmo. So why did he deserve to have a son like Acher? So he answers the following. He says, no, Yerushalmi seems to imply that he's the father of Elisha ben Avoya was not a Talmud Chacham, was a Torah scholar. When he saw the power of Torah, what he should have said is that because this is the power of Torah, I'm going to dedicate my life to learn Torah. But he wasn't prepared to do that. He wasn't prepared to change himself. He was ready to stay in ignoramus as long as his son should learn Torah. And therefore his son eventually went off the way of Torah. Why? Because here we come to this amazing and very simple but powerful parenting lesson. Parents, children do not listen to what parents say, what parents do. They listen to what the parents do themselves. In other words, if he was learning, if he would be learning, he would have the ability to influence his son to learn. Parents have to set an example. Parents cannot dedicate their children to good things. They have to do things themselves and influence and inspire by the example that they set themselves. So he says a beautiful idea. He says the menorah, we know that the menorah generally, the kindling of the menorah was to awaken the neshamas, to inspire neshamas. And he says, as we know, because the fire, the candle represents the neshamas, it says, Neir Hashem Nishmas Adam. Now we know that this middle candle of the menorah, Chazal tell us in Gemara Shabbos, that they used to begin the candle, begin kindling the candle from the middle candle. In other words, the middle candle was the one that kindled the other candles. So the symbolism here is that the middle candle is like the teacher or like the parent that inspires and kindles the souls of their children and their students. The other six are like the children or the students. And therefore the Torah says, El mul p'nei ha-menorah, yairu shiva saneris. In other words, it's not enough that the six candles should be inspired. It's not enough that the six candles of children, the students, should shine and be inspired as they face their parents or their teacher. But it's absolutely critical that the parent or the teacher should shine like them, because they will not be inspired. They will not maintain that inspiration unless they are seeing the example of the one that's inspiring them. And that's why it says, Yo'iru Shiva Saneris. Yes, it's the six candles that need to face the middle candle, but it's the inspiration of all seven candles that will do the trick, including the middle one. When the middle one is also inspired, when the mashpia, the influencer, the mentor, the teacher, the parent, is also burning with them, then you make sure that all the seven candles are actually burning together. And that's why the Pasuk says, Ya'as Kain Aaron. Aaron did that. In other words, he didn't do anything wrong. What does that mean? It means as he inspired the six candles around him, he himself was the example. He didn't change anything from himself, that which he inspired and expected from others. He went with the right. He showed the example to other people. And that's why Rav Huna says in the Gemara that he who is very used to lighting candles. What does that mean? In other words, he accustoms himself to learn the lesson from the menorah, that you cannot inspire others, you cannot kindle others unless you kindle yourself. He is the person that will have children who are going in the Torah way, because he's setting that example with the passion, with the excitement that they can learn from and be inspired from. That's just a beautiful lesson from the menorah. Have a beautiful day, a beautiful week, and a good Shabbos.